They said we could.
Stay in the light.
Velvet liner.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Toronto, Ontario country artist Krista Earle was born into a musical family, and that influence wasn't lost on her. She's been in the recording studio recently and has three songs ready for radio. The first single is called Bad Hair Day, and she's also filmed a video for that. Krista is here to talk about her music career, recording her songs, her musical influences, and much more. It's time to welcome Krista Earle to the show. Hey, Krista.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it is my pleasure, Krista. Great to have you on, and a big thank you, of course, to Lauren Tutte for setting this up.
Yes, that's right.
Now, you have been in the studio, and you're with Steve Ashley at Heritage Music Studios, where you've recorded these three songs. What was it like? I'm sure you performed in front of people for a long time, but to actually go in a recording studio and record a complete song, what was that like?
It was very, very exciting. I've been performing, like you said, for a very long time, ever since I can remember, whether it was in front of school or local talent contests or events and all that stuff. But to finally get into the studio, it was really exciting. I've done in the past, before I did these three songs, I had been in the studio. I won a singing competition when I was 13, just a local thing, and I won to sing a cover song in the studio. So that was the first time I was in the studio when I was 13. And to be back in it, it was really exciting. And I'm really excited to have these three songs done and finished.
Yeah, very exciting. We're going to share a couple of them on the show. And what are Steve's strengths as a producer? What does he bring out in you when you're in the recording studio? Because I'm sure it must be kind of tough to always get in there and sing everything just
right.
Yeah,
we had really good chemistry from the very beginning. Like, we worked very well together. And, like, with our writing, it's really, we really clicked, and we were on the same page all the time. So it really worked out very well, luckily. But you know, he's great. He's so amazing at all the instruments, like the guitar. He is so good, and
wow.
He knows his stuff. He's worked with a lot of other artists and the good artists in the studio and everything. So I was very lucky to have him be there to do my demo songs.
Yeah, no, that's terrific. Must be exciting when to hear the final product after everything's been mixed and produced and you're hearing it as it's going to play on radio. That's got to be a great thrill to get to that stage.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, with Steve, you were talking about writing songs, and you co-wrote all three of the songs that you've done in the studio, and the two we're going to share on the show, of course. What's your songwriting process like? Do you sort of come up with a title first, or how do you approach your songwriting?
Well, it's interesting. I find with different people who come in and we start writing with, everyone has, as you say, everyone has their own sort of style of how they approach a song and everything, whether it's they come up with a melody first, and then all of a sudden the words follow, or they think of a storyline, and then they're inspired, a melody is inspired from that. But for me, it was both ways. For me, I feel like I can write both ways. For the three songs that we did, we really worked on the storyline first. We're coming up with, like, really cool catchphrases. That's where Bad Hair Day came from, because I thought it was really fun, because it was something I can relate to, and I'm sure lots of other ladies can relate to, too. So, and then we all work together, and we're always calling each other, oh, we come up with a good melody and all this stuff. So it's really just a collaboration, whatever kind of hits me at the time. And, it all sort of just pieces together. I find it's really a learning experience writing, and it's really difficult at first. But, like, as you keep going, it starts to get easier, and you have those days where you're like, all of a sudden all these things are hitting you, and then you have those days where it's like, oh my goodness, like, I really hope something's gonna come into my head soon, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're looking for something to be inspired by, but I think it's just been a really great experience, and I really love writing. It's a lot of fun.
So do you keep a journal for those days when, as you said, the ideas aren't coming and it's frustrating because you want to write a song? So do you keep sort of little ideas or little titles or lines
I bring like a little notebook out with me, because sometimes like it could be anywhere and all of a sudden something hits you, but something you see or you know what I mean, it just comes to you. So you just write it down and then you grow from there. It's pretty interesting. It's a lot of fun.
Have you ever written a song about somebody around you, like a friend, maybe a relationship they went through, or somebody in your family, and shared it with them afterwards, making it that personal?
For example, like You Can Count on Me, the last song we wrote that we're actually going to feature today, that song was really inspired by my family. Well, specifically, my grandma got very ill, and so we spent a lot of time taking care of her, and she was 90 years old, so we had to always be there for her and taking care of her and making sure she was fine and everything and getting things for her. It was a really tough time. So You Can Count on Me was inspired by her, because that song's really about when you're going through a hard time and you need help. It doesn't matter what age you are, whether you're 10 years old, whether you're 20, whether you're 90 or whatever, the people who you love and who love you and care for you will always be there for you, and that's really what that song's about. And I was inspired by my own family for that song.
That's terrific, Krista. And that's something country music does so well, too. It tells those kind of stories.
That's the thing. I love telling stories. Like, whether it's my own or, you know, you see somebody else going through something, and you can get everyone to relate to what they're going through a song.
Exactly. You get to relate to it as the singer and songwriter, but the listeners, we get to hear it and sort of put ourselves into it, or at least feel the emotion you're expressing.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. And what was the response in your family? I'm sure there were a few tears shed when you
performed
that for the first time.
Yeah, for sure. My parents really love it. It's my dad's favorite song, actually. So,
nice.
Yeah, they really loved it. And I really love singing it because it does have a lot of meaning to me. And it's a wonderful, it's a beautiful song to sing vocally. And,
Great. We're going to get to that song a bit later in the show. Right now, Krista, we're going to play the first single, Bad Hair Day. And you talked about it a bit before, but can you sort of tell us maybe the writing process, sort of, you talked about coming up with that title as a clever line, but how did the whole song get developed?
The whole song got developed not just because it was a clever line, of course. It was I wanted something I could relate to and everyone could relate to. So this really came from what I'd been going through. So basically it's about when you're going through those days where everything just doesn't seem to be going quite right, one of those days where you just want to throw your hands in the air and scream, it's kind of saying not to worry. Like, it could be worse. It's just a bad hair day. So it's a lot of fun, and I had a lot of fun being part of the writing and singing it.
Awesome. We're going to play it now, and then we're going to come back and talk a bit about the video and your musical family and a whole bunch of other stuff here. This is Krista Earl on the line with us from Toronto, and Bad Hair Day on In the Country.
Started when I turned on the light. I broke a nail while
And there's Krista Earle with Bad Hair Day here on In the Country. You can find out more about her at KristaEarle.com. That is her website. It's a fun song and lots of energy there, Krista.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Now, for the video, how did that go? You were shooting a video for several days. What was that process like?
Oh, it was really exciting. Well, it was the first video I've ever shot. We had a few different locations that we shot of. It took about 3.5 full days of shooting, and we did a few night scenes and a few day scenes in the country, and a few indoor scenes for like waking up in the morning at home and stuff like
right.
that. And I just saw the first cut yesterday actually of the edited video, and it was really great, and I'm really excited for everyone to see it. It's a lot of fun.
And in the video, does your hair get messed up at all so that it's a true bad hair day?
Yes, it does get messed up. Yes.
Terrific.
It definitely did.
Yeah. That's going to be fun to look forward to. Is there any tricky part of shooting a video? Like, is the lip-syncing part tough?
I didn't find it tough. Like, I just pretty much just sang the song, and then when we watched the playback, it fit perfectly, so I didn't find a challenge with that. Maybe the most challenging thing was just to really figure out some good where to shoot, and like the weather was kind of a worry too, because we didn't know exactly, we'd been having such bad weather, we needed a sunny day, so we were lucky
right.
to finally get that. And I found it was, another thing was like learning the camera angles and just reshooting and shooting when something didn't go right and stuff like that. But other
sure.
than that, it went great.
And I guess you've got to learn to act naturally in front of the camera, which is easier
yeah,
said than
naturally.
Done.
Yeah, very naturally. Yeah, of course.
That's terrific. So that's exciting. Now let's go back a bit and talk about your beginnings in music. And I understand that your family are singers and they play instruments as well.
Yes, that's right. Well, especially me and my sister, actually. Like, my grandparents were very musical. It kind of skipped a bit of a generation. My mom played a lot of the guitar. My dad, not so much, but my sister and I. My sister's 6 years older than me, and it was almost automatic. I was going to be the singer, and she'd be the musician somehow. But she's amazing. She's grade 10 conservatory on the piano, and she's amazing at the drums. You have a drum set, guitar, piano, everything at the house. So she'd be the musician, and I always had as soon as I could get my first like karaoke microphone, I was belting out, and we were putting on shows together and all that stuff for the family and everything. Every time the family would come over and we'd have family events and stuff like that, we'd always be performing and dancing. I recently actually
wow.
just saw. I recently just found old videos of us jamming away like little kids, just crazy. So that was pretty funny, but
pretty neat to look back and to listen and
yeah.
recognize that you had talent that age.
Yeah, you know, for sure. And you really see like how much you really love doing what you did, what you do, and
yeah.
and how I didn't realize how early of an age I was going to be a little rock star.
Exactly. Do you remember when it first occurred to you when you were singing that you probably were really good at this and could pursue what you're doing now? Was there sort of a moment that kind of came together?
It was so long. I can't remember the exact moment. I just remember being a kid and like putting on music, and like I grew up in the 90s, so like I was obsessed with like what was current at that time, like all, you know, Shania Twain and everything, and all
yep.
those big superstars. And I remember just watching them on TV, and I kind of had like an, I remember kind of having a moment when I was watching music videos, and I was like, oh my goodness, like I would love to be doing that and all that stuff. And like, and I just know it was something I wanted to do for a very long time. So, it was I kind of always knew, really.
Yeah. So those were some of your inspirations. You mentioned Shania Twain. I also know Carrie Underwood and Martina McBride. They all kind of, there was something about each of them that you really liked.
Yeah, I just love their songs. From each one to another, Shania Twain always, she had kind of two sides to her, that really fun girl, but then she could have songs that were really, you know, serious and important and meaningful. And I love Carrie Underwood's songs, and Martina McBride, just the most beautiful singer, and they're all so great. And, yeah, I really looked up to them with my inspiration for country music.
What about cover songs of theirs or any other artists? Are there certain ones you really like to perform at your shows?
Yeah, there is. I really love from Martina McBride. I really love to. I love her ballad "God's Will" and "Broken Wing." A Broken Wing. Those are a couple of my favorite songs to sing. And with Carrie Underwood, I love her upbeat kind of Kickatia songs like "Last Name," "Before He Cheats," and stuff like that. I just love performing their songs. They're wonderful.
Yeah, they all have such great songs, and they're all artists that as soon as they sing, you recognize it's their voice. They don't sound like anyone else.
Yeah, of course.
Now, on the subject of vocals, I understand you work with a very talented and very well-known vocal coach, Elaine Overholt. How important is that to have a great vocal teacher, and what level are you at basically now? Is it an ongoing thing?
Yeah, it's an ongoing thing. I see her quite often. I've had vocal teachers. I started getting really serious with my singing. My parents put me into piano and singing when I was 7 years old, but I really wanted, at that time, I just wanted to sing. So I've been taking, since I was seven till about high school, I was at Merriam School of Music taking vocal classes there, and then I went to a private vocal teacher, Judith Lander, who's located in Oakville. She's amazing. She performed at Carnegie Hall, and then from then on, I've been with Elaine in Toronto, and I think it's really important to have a really good vocal coach because it makes all the difference. And with Elaine, she's so amazing. I have so much fun with her. She's really inspirational, and she really knows her stuff, and she's helped so many and improved so many people with their performing and everything like that. And with her, we're currently working on a show together, so to perform during the summertime and stuff like that, a few songs together. And I'm really excited about it. She really gets me comfortable with performing and with my vocals and all that stuff. So I think it's really important.
Yeah, it sounds like it because you can have a lot of natural talent, but you need someone to shape that talent, right?
Yeah, of course. I think you could have all the talent in the world, but you can always improve. I think there's always something to learn, and by doing that, you really learn. I felt like I learned a lot about myself too. So, yeah. So I do think it's really important to be able to be open to learning new things. I'm sure even all the celebrities and all the wonderful performers in the world, they all have their own people that, you know, they always have stuff they need to work on.
For sure. That's very true. We're going to turn to your next song here, Krista, and this one is called "You Can Count on Me." Now, you talked about it before and gave us the great story and inspiration behind it. Is it a song that when you perform on stage, is it hard to get through, or does it move you? Obviously, it moves you. How much would it move you as you're performing it because it's so meaningful?
It is very meaningful, but to get through the song, it is hard sometimes to sing because it is a very emotional song, but to get through it, it's really about the audience, and you kind of have to put your feelings aside, and it's really for them. So you know what I mean? So I really just I really just put it back and just sing it, and I really love. I performed actually this song with Elaine at a songwriter's night in Toronto. So she played the piano for me, so that was a lot of fun. So I'm really excited for everyone to hear it. It's really it's a story about a young girl who's going through problems, and her parents are there to help her, whether she goes through different stages of her life. And it's the idea that it doesn't matter what age you are, you're always going to need help because our parents take care of us when we're young, but when they get old, we'll be the ones taking care of them. So that's really what the song is about, kind of like the universal idea of how life works.
That's beautiful. Let's share it now. This is Krista Earle, and You Can Count on Me here on In the Country.
Yeah.
You can count on me. That is Krista Earle joining us on the line from Toronto. And that is truly a beautiful song. Way to go, Krista.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it definitely has a Carrie Underwood feel to it, just that kind of song. Very, very powerful, and I'm sure listeners are going to be moved by it for sure.
Yeah, and that's what I love about that song.
Now, how close are you to recording a full CD? You've got three songs now. Is it in your plans this year to go back and do some more?
Yes, it is, of course. I'm always in the studio every day doing lots of writing, and I'm hoping to have a whole album finished by the end of this year, so I'm really excited about it. There's a few songs I've been in the studio a lot this past couple of weeks, doing some writing and stuff like that, along with Steve Ashley and my other co-writer, Steve Young. So, I'm really excited to get more songs out there and just keep on writing.
That's great. Now, if you could record a duet with anyone in the music world, country music or even the pop world, does anyone come to mind that you'd get pretty excited about recording that duet with?
I would love to record a duet with Carrie Underwood. I would love to.
Great choice.
Yeah, I think she's just great.
Did you follow her when she was on Idol?
Yes, I did, actually. It was actually kind of funny. When her very first audition, I was watching, and I was with my mom, and we both, as soon as she started singing, I said, my mom and I both looked at each other, and we were like, she's going to win. And lo and behold, we knew it all along. So it was pretty funny. I remember her first audition and everything.
It was pretty memorable.
She had quite the claim to fame there. She's really amazing.
Yeah, right from the start and to this day, she's done as the best of any idol and still going strong. She's almost a legend now.
I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more from her.
Definitely. Is there a favorite stage you've performed on, or is there one that you're dying to perform on someday?
Well, I would love to perform on like the main stage and like in front of the world, doing big concerts and all that stuff. Like that's my dream, to travel and to be on the main stage and spreading my music and writing music and all that stuff. So I really hope, if I keep trying as hard as I am now, I really hope someday I'll get there.
Now, the main stage, is that Grand Ole Opry?
Pardon me? Yeah, I would love to be there.
Perfect. We're getting set to wrap up. Krista, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show. We've shared a couple of your great songs, and our listeners can head to KristaEarle.com to learn more about you. And so thanks for spending the time, Krista. It's been a real delight having you on.
Thanks so much for having me.
And I want to again thank Lauren Tutte for setting things up.
Yeah.
A great show today. My guest has been a country artist, Krista Earle. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country.